Hey mate, how are you?
Yeah, what's going on, mate? Yeah, hey brother, how's it doing?
I guess I should say hey brother.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
How are you? I don't know if that was British or Australian or a blend of both.
It's a both, yeah.
It's a both.
Can you give me your best British accent? Are there words that you know?
I can try.
Give me a sentence, give me a couple words. What's your...
I'm so bad, man. I'm so bad at
Okay, it's
accents.
okay if it's bad. It's always, we have, it's not good because.
I always think mate is Australian. I went, hey, mate.
Yeah, don't
Like,
say
that's
that.
Australian. Like, I want to do,
Yeah,
like,
that sounds like that.
come on over and you can have a cup of tea and we'll get a little cuddly
Okay.
and put a blankie on a movie.
Yeah, it's a likely story, yeah. It's proper
I
nice.
sound like super, like, old school, like, English.
Like East London or something.
Yeah, but like
Lisbon.
1930s, 40s, like noir film, like.
Yeah, exactly. Especially with that beard, I think it's pretty appropriate. It
Thick.
looks very thick,
Triple
like
C's on the
foreskin.
end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't trimmed it. It's been
You're
going.
just
And
growing
then
it out
my
now?
razor just recently broke, like the one I have, like, a wall beard trimmer, and just like the button is like a plastic cover, like one of those, like, soft things, and the whole thing just broke. Like,
Oh,
the
it's
whole
just
thing just
perpetually on
broken.
now?
No, it's just
Zzz.
now it just shows this metal, like, exposed button thingy. It's like, stick something in it to turn it on. So
Oh
I'm gonna have to get a
no.
new one. I want to get the Brio. You know what the Brio is?
No. Brio, like the cheese?
No, it's a Brie, bro. It's the Brio Beardscape, it's called. It's like a really nice beard trimmer. Yeah.
No, I've never heard of that.
Yeah. You wouldn't, because you don't grow beards that much.
Excuse me?
You don't trim your beard.
I mean, I
So,
had a long one before, but
I know.
it's
I'm
since
just saying,
been.
like, you don't, like, maintain a beard, like, year round, like I do.
Nah, it's just so annoying.
I love a beard.
You have your nice Chobani yogurt in the morning, and then next thing you know, it's just
Well, you
covering
just
your
gotta use a
face.
napkin, and if you keep the mustache trimmed, there's no Chobani yogurt in it, there's no beer, nothing.
I don't want that Chobani strings in my mouth, you know what I'm saying?
Don't get no
Can't do it.
strings.
Then you eat peanut butter, a little peanut butter toast. I eat like
Probably,
that
like I
twice a
said, just
day,
gotta
and
keep it trimmed. You gotta keep it clean. Then you'll have an
no.
issue.
You're not gonna get some Manscaped products?
No, I'm not. Probably
You don't,
not.
those ads
I'm
don't do it
gonna get
for
that Brio. No, I'm tired of seeing those ads.
you?
I'm gonna get myself that Brio Beardscape.
Okay. Cheesy beard shimmer. Trimmer. Okay. What are you trying to show me here?
Yeah,
You put
so you can
together
see that
what?
it says my screen is sharing right now on the podcast, but I haven't actually shown anything because I'm not on it. But I just
Oh.
realized this is going to record everything on my screen. So it's actually going to just cut out, like, to, you know what I mean? Because I don't have two monitors.
You could just tell me.
Okay. But anyway, I'm just going to end the screen share real quick then.
Yeah,
Stop
because you just
streaming.
don't want to put another
Because it's just,
monitor
like,
being
showing a
like.
block. But anyway, I was bored on Sunday night. I wasn't tired. This is where I was just about to tell you. And we had last year, I made a price charting account online. So you can put in video games that you own or video games that you're looking for, and it tells you the value of if it, like, you have it loose. It tells you the value if it's complete in box. So CIB, you know what CIB is,
Oh,
complete in box.
nice.
So if you have, like, the box, the manual inside, and the disc, or, like, the cartridge, it'll tell you the value if you have it graded. Like, if you actually sent it away, they paid to get it graded, and then it came back with a score, it will tell you the value of it. So it's aggregate scores based off of eBay, Amazon, and price charting site itself, and it gives us an average of all three. It's really cool, and it's constantly updated. So it's free to use, but then you can pay, like, a premium price to have, like, I think some extra benefits I'm not really sure of. But I just use the free version. But I made the account last year to put the GameCube games in that you and I own together, just to see the value of them. And
Yeah.
we own a lot of GameCube games. I think we own 35 GameCube games. And that's, like, not including the one that we lost and the James Bond Nightfire. That's just, like, the ones we have now. And it's also not including the games, I think, that you have at your place. Because I'm missing. Maybe I did add them. I can't. Maybe I did. Like 007, Everything or Nothing, Animal Crossing. I think you still have those with you.
Yeah, but you added them in
I
already.
think I added them in there. But it's right. Like,
Yeah.
it's kind of crazy because, like, obviously, yes, at the time, they were, like, $50, $60 games. But I think the collection, like, for those is, like, over a grand right now, like $1,100 for the
Just for the
$35
GameCube
games.
games?
Yeah, so, like, they hold their value really well. Their GameCube
Yeah.
games hold their value the most, actually. out of all the games in our collection, I ended up putting in all 208 games that we own for like my PS4 games, PS5 games, Game Boy, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance, everything. PS3 games, N64 cartridges, I put them all in, PS3 games. What's worth the most is a game we didn't even buy. Did I tell you what it is? I don't think it's even our game.
It's an N64 game, right?
No, it's GameCube. GameCube games have their best value right now. It's Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. We have Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. That's our game. But Sorcerer's Stone, I'm pretty sure it was Ryan's or something growing up. It's not even my game. I'm pretty sure it's not our game. And we got it from like hand-me-down. They didn't want it, or like a yard sale or something.
Trade we did or something.
It's worth $100.
Wow.
$100. I have it complete in box. I think the manual's in there too. $100 game. It's insane.
Wait, how do you know what PS3 games we have? Because I have all those still.
I have my own PS3 games. I don't have your games in there yet.
Okay.
Everything at your apartment, I don't have in price starting right now. Like, I don't have the original Xbox games aren't in there. The PS3 games you have aren't in there. And
the original Xbox games.
I don't have any of your DS stuff in there. That's like, maybe potentially you could make your own collection if you want to keep your games at your place. I would just make a price sharing account. It's awesome. That way you can keep your own DS stuff in there, your GBA stuff. You end up getting some GBA games. Because I know you have Pokemon Emerald. That's worth a lot of money. I would put it in your price sharing just so you can see the value of it go up in time.
Too. It's like perfect shape.
Yep. And then I know that you need a battery in it, but you can replace that easily and stuff. But anyway, I put everything in. I think it's 208 games just right now. That's for me, the stuff I have here. And that's not including the DS games and the PSP games I have as well. I don't have in my apartment. So the collection's worth like $4,300, I think. $4,300.
So with all those extra, the PS3 games, Xbox games,
and that's,
PSP games.
And that's a lot of stuff being games. Loose cartridge, no boxes. Like, obviously, all the discs are complete in box, pretty much. Yeah. Like, some are missing the manuals and stuff. But, like, all the loose cartridges and stuff, no boxes for N64 stuff, no boxes for Game Boy games. They hold their value. Like, I know they cost $50-$60, the past 20 years, but they're still worth, they're still worth $40, $50, $60, most of them. So it's kind of crazy that they haven't dropped in value much. The stuff that's worth the least is like PS3 stuff. It's like the stuff I have is worth nothing, pretty much.
The games that you can just find easily on emulators.
It's just the fact they're super common. They're just not highly collectible and sought after. Maybe they made a lot of copies of them, but they're not worth much right now. The ones I have. $20 or less, most of them.
Well, or less. Thinking of that, what we should probably do is, so when I move, I'll take pictures of all the stuff I have, because all my PS3 games and the Xbox games and the Xbox and the PS3 is in the closet, and I'll probably, and all the DS games that I don't know if I well, I'll show you the boxes I have of everything.
The DS games, the Nintendo stuff holds the best value.
Yeah.
So if you have any, so like N64 stuff, the GameCube stuff I have is very good. The Wii stuff even is pretty solid. Like Mario Party 9 is worth like $45 right now or something like that, which is pretty good still. I mean, it's an old game, but...
Isn't Double Dash worth a lot too?
Double Dash is up there. It's like $50 or $60. Yep. Maybe $70. Yeah. Wario World's worth $80 right now. And I don't have the manual in the box. It's worth $80, which is disc in box only. But yeah, all your DS games, I guarantee they're worth actually quite a bit. Like Dual Strike, I know is worth money. I know the Pokemon games are worth money. I have all the boxes for the Pokemon games are worth money. Like, I have the Heart Gold, Soul Silver, a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, close to $100 with the box and everything.
And is Diamond and Pearl worth anything?
Yep.
Because now they have remakes?
Yeah, they are. Okay. They're worth money, yep. The original DS copies are worth a lot. If you have the case and everything, too, they're worth more.
Huh.
Yep. So all the Nintendo stuff holds the best value. It's crazy. Retro game stuff to me is so interesting. I'm obsessed with it right now. Like lately, the past few months, I'm just like looking it up and like understanding it and like seeing what to find and like what to play. Because I missed out on a lot of those games too growing up. So I'm like interested in a lot of the Game Boy stuff right now.
Well, I think what's crazy is that the physical games we're not buying anymore really. So like, unless it's retro stuff, we're PS6, whatever comes out next, is all going to be, we're going to just buying digital stuff, and there's no way to quantify really the digital
games. I buy a mix still, but I try to buy physical as much as possible just because that way, let's say the online servers ever go down in 20, 30 years and you want to play a game that you bought on that server, you can't. It's tied to that, right? Like, you don't own it. Mm. You own the digital version, but you don't own the disc anymore. You can't boot it up offline anymore. off a disk drive, right. Or, you know, so that's my idea. Like, let's say I never sell a game, which I probably won't. I'm going to hang on to them for the rest of my life. I could still boot it up 20, 30 years from now. I could boot up the N64 stuff.
That's the reasoning,
That's my reasoning. Like, I could, like, I don't want to go all digital for that purpose alone. I want to be able to play a game I grew up with, which I still can because I own the original console. It still runs it. Still plug it in, it works. So yeah. I don't know. That's what's cool. The original hardware and then just like modernizing it through mods. People are doing it. HDMI adapters are out there for everything now. Consoleizers are out there.
Exactly.
You can do flash cards. Obviously, we want to do emulation, obviously, if you want to do that too. But the original hardware stuff's cool to me. Collecting original games and hardware are really cool. They hold a lot of value. They're fun to find and see what they're worth. And, you know, buying low, selling high, or buying low and collecting forever. It's an investment, right?
Yeah, and I think it's... I send you that listing of that GameCube with Nightfire and...
Did you ever message about that?
No, but I keep seeing it because I've been doing a lot of marketplace selling and buying, and I think it's still on there, and I should just, because they just say send me an offer, like, we'll let you know if I want it or not, and I'm like, dang, I should just send them an offer, because just the Nightfire alone, it's just worth me just buying it, and then I'll just
because
have Nightfire
there. If the GameCube runs, you're going to use it, one. Even if you don't use it much, you're going to use it. It's an operational thing. And now, just to briefly interject, they have put out a thing called, it's like Pico. It's like a, you know what Raspberry Pi is?
Yeah, it's like the newer version of that, right?
You know what Raspberry Pi is? So you can buy the chip and then you can, it's like $10. And then you can essentially upload a software to it with this, like, you solder like this baby little board to the inside of the GameCube. You don't have to remove any of the components. Like, you keep the disk drive and everything. And then you essentially use this Raspberry Pi and you plug it into underneath the GameCube is all the expansion ports. You can pop off the plastic and there's expansion ports you can use.
Right.
One of the ports you can plug this little thing in and it will allow you to hack the GameCube and you can use it to run your games off an SD card. You can use the boot drive and you can put games in and rip them off the disc.
Oh my
and store
God.
Them digitally onto this SD card. Like, no. It's the future. And this modding and it's $10. It's $5 for the Pi and $5 for like the software thing. Whatever, the actual board you have to solder. $10 mod, yeah. Wow. So if I'm just saying, like, if you get the GameCube, you could do that with it. If you wanted to go there and fool around with mods, you could run actual physical discs on it, and then you're gonna have the Nightfire and the controller and all that, which are probably in good shape too.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing, so maybe I should do that because
I'll send you the video. It's really cool. It's really interesting.
Okay.
It's called Pico or something. Pico, something like that.
Yeah, I've not heard of that. And yeah, I don't know. I've been like trying to think about what I want to have set up, and I don't know if I want to have the Xbox. I didn't tell you this, but I want to do everything to be hidden because usually like most.
Like, oh, you're not going to show it on your TV stand? You're not going to show it like on your actual console stand?
No. Oh, what I want to do is I want everything to be hidden so when you walk in, you don't even know there's a collection.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's like in
I'm going to have,
I'm assuming?
Like a big credenza and either have drawers that pull out mm-hmm. with open cabinets and then like a built-in like little drawers.
Yeah.
Or have the cabinets all be open and have each console, each one set up, all set up with HDMI switch boxes. To a frame TV, because I don't know if you've heard of the Samsung.
Yeah, I know what the frame TV is, yeah.
So everything's hidden, because that is only one cable, and the switch box will be down there. So when I want to play something, I open up a cabinet, pull the drawer out, and I have all the consoles, my Switch, my PS5, but I don't know what I want to have there. I think I definitely want to buy a GameCube and or a Wii, but I don't know if I want to get a GameCube, maybe an N64, because I can, like, I want to get racks for each controller setting. Like, if I get an Oculus, a little section for an Oculus, get a stand for it. So when I'm ready to play, open it up, boot it up, switch over to HDMI, I'm good to go. Right. And then you can hide everything, and no one knows you got all your stuff set up.
I guess the only question I have is if you do that setup, which is probably going to look aesthetically beautiful, how the heck do you do your controller setup? Because let's say every controller is wireless. You're going to be blocking the front of a lot of your consoles for the wireless connectivity. Like, let's say you do wireless N64, wireless GameCube, WaveBird controllers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They need to see that. The controller needs to see that, like, signal in the front. Like, how are you going to get that open if you have it in a drawer? Unless you just do wire controllers and run them out of the drawer or something.
I mean, I think I'll, like, when I'm playing, I'll just have the drawers open, right?
And then you can just plug the... You'll see the console in the drawer open, you'll see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if I want wired GameCube controllers, I can wire them in, and then I just have the wire going on the couch. And then when you're done, just wrap it up, put it in its stand, good to go, and then it's set.
Because obviously, wire controllers are going to be the best bet, because then if you have any wireless, it's going to be blocked by the drawer, but and then you're going to have the clearest signal possible with the wired, because you never have an issue. Yeah. Just plug them in, unplug them, when you're done, wrap them up, boom.
Yeah.
And the OEM stuff's the best, right? All the OEM wired stuff works the best. You know it does.
Well, I was just thinking the GameCube wireless controllers are not infrared, right? They're because if I don't think they're infrared, because you don't need a path.
I think they are infrared, or they're not Bluetooth. What do they use? What's it called when you need to like bounce it off like glass to get more signal? Is that infrared? Like you can use glass to bounce to make your signal like
wired, but you have longer. You have to have a direct path to the receiver.
Yeah, so it is infrared then, because it does work longer if you have it off a piece of glass. Like a window.
I don't think they were, because I know the Switch controllers are, right? Because there's an infrared, like...
The Switch controllers have an infrared sensor on the bottom, but they're Bluetooth. Those are Bluetooth controllers.
Same thing with, like, Apple TV remote is Bluetooth. Yep. You can use it and have it underneath
you. That doesn't need to have the thing in the front, but the Waver controllers, I think, for GameCube,
Are they Bluetooth?
I think they're not Bluetooth. That technology wasn't there yet. I think they're infrared or whatever you call it.
You know, standard, like, earlier versions of Bluetooth obviously existed. You know, Bluetooth
1.0, maybe that's true. I could look it up. I'm curious.
I just can't remember, because I remember we used them and we never had problems with our controllers.
No, and they actually work pretty far away. You know how they work. They have a pretty solid range for it being a wireless controller at the time. They were amazing. I still have, I think, both, but I think the cover of one of them's off or something, like the back battery cover broke off, so I have to order another one. So it's kind of annoying. I have to tape it on and make it work. But they still work, both of them.
I'll probably do something like that, I think, because I want to be able to play... Well, this is the thing. I don't need a GameCube if I get a Wii, because then I can play the GameCube games in the Wii.
My thought process. I'm like, I have the Wii, I don't need a GameCube, I'll just play them both off the same system.
So maybe I just do that, I get a nice Wii, and I get the Wii games I want, buy the GameCube games that I want, physical copies or whatever for the collection, have them, have the controllers, that takes care of that. I don't have a way of playing N64 unless I buy an N64, but I don't know. I don't know. There's nothing specific I want to play other than like maybe 4 or 5 games, so I don't know. Maybe I won't do that.
Nothing wrong with that, though. This console's not super expensive, and you could just buy those 4 or 5 games and have those cartridges, and that's it. You don't have to be a collector of every game, you know what I mean? Like, I own a lot of the games, so like you could just borrow the games that I have and you could play those.
Yeah.
But if you want like Mario Party and stuff, we don't have that, so that's stuff we have to invest in.
Yeah. What I think I'm going to do is, at least what I have in mind, is I'm going to have the PS5 whenever I buy that, the Switch. Got to have a VR set. Maybe those will be on the corners and the ends, and the Wii. Then I will have somewhere in the center little acrylic stands that have all my portables, so I'll have my DS, my Game Boy Advance build, my SP build, like all that, and then I'll have my games in little trays almost, or like a way to display them. So I can play my consoles, and then if I want to pull out a portable, boom, pull it out. It has a way to charge right there, good to go.
Right.
So I'll probably do that. I'm just trying to think of, I don't think I'm going to play the Xbox. I mean, if you were nearby and we wanted to go through the whole Halo 2 campaign co-op,
I was going to say. The only thing I would play if we had it hooked up, and we're not going to play much off, is probably Halo 1 and 2. Just to play some skirmishes and like tank glitch and stuff like that.
Or just that we did the campaign when we were at Dad's house, and
I would play both co-op campaigns with you with the original controllers we had. Yeah,
dude, so scary. Yeah. So remember we play and the not Zerg, what's the aliens called or whatever, I forget what that's called.
The flood.
Yeah, we'd play those missions where it was all dark and we were playing in Dad's
library.
How
can I forget? It's one of the most terrifying and iconic missions in video games ever.
Oh my god.
The library mission is insane, yeah.
And we're just running around with sticky grenades and shotguns, and we're like dying so quickly. We're like screaming, like, this is so difficult. That's what I want to do. I'll play that.
And you know what else I'd play? I'd play GTA 3 in Vice City. I miss those. Go through the campaigns together, put the glitches in, and you got all the tanks and stuff and do all that nonsense. That's fun too. Unlimited guns and all that.
You're right.
I would do all that too. It's fun.
So maybe I will switch out one of the consoles for the original Xbox. I'll keep it pristine, our eBay special from Dad, and then I'll pull it out and swap it out with something once I have, if you come over or something, and play. But that's my plan. Rugzik wasn't going to do that, but the past couple weeks I've been planning what I wanted to do, and I was just, that's why I wanted to tell you, because I was like, I want to know if you had any feedback for how else I could make it, because it will look really good, aesthetically pleasing. You won't even know. It will blend in, especially with the frame TV. And then when I want to play, you have everything good to go.
Yeah, I think it'll look good. I guess it just depends on what kind of unit you get to store everything in. Make sure it fits your stuff and your games and your controllers. And if you go wireless, you know, obviously certain consoles will work easier. Like the newer ones will have an issue, probably, you know, with any interference, but the older ones will, you know, just like a weird thing you'd have to figure out.
Yeah. No, I think I'm definitely going to do that. I want to make sure I have enough space. I want to get a big credenza, like a fancy mid-century credenza, so it doesn't look... It almost looks like a buffet bar, or I was thinking about doing that, and I actually found one I almost got, which was an old record player, right? And they had, like, the old record players built in. You pull up the hutch or, like, the little latch.
Yep.
And then the speakers are on the sides, and it's all analog. And I think I still want one for sound. I was like, that'd be so sick if I ripped it out and put, like, an actual record player in, like a digital one, and then put speakers in. But then I'm like, I still wouldn't have enough room for my console, so I was like, maybe I just need one that's empty, like a buffet one, almost like a buffet. Yeah.
Yep.
Server, but that's the plan so far, and I will probably store the rest of the consoles to swap out. Maybe like every season I'll swap out and do new consoles and I'll have new stuff in there, but definitely the portables in there to have like ready to go. You can pull out and you can just game on the couch or whatever.
The only handhelds that you have now are what, your DSi? You still have your DSi? You have original DS, still the silver one,
yeah,
with a broken hinge on it.
Yep.
That poor thing.
Dude, and it still powers up, and I haven't charged in
years.
That
blue DSi, though, is, like, crispy. Crispy, that matte finish. Oh, I love it. It's so nice.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking at them on eBay because I want one DSi really bad. They're just so nice.
They're so, and mine's literally perfect. There's no
scratches. Yeah, because you, like, barely played it, too.
Well, like, I always kept it in the case and everything, and it's so nice. It's, like, I still got the color DSi, like, styluses and stuff like that. So,
but those are only two handhelds you have left?
Yes.
So I was talking to Aaron about that last night or two nights ago. I was like, I wish I never sold, you and I never sold our, those lots we did on eBay, the old stuff we had. We sold our SPs, we sold our Game Boy Advance. I sold my Game Boy Advance, I sold my SP, I sold my DS, the red one, the Mario Kart one, because I wanted to get the DS Lite in black. That's what I have now. So that's the only DS I have, you know, and like, I wish, if I could go back, I wouldn't have gotten rid of any of that stuff. Like, those games
we sold. Well, how would we have known? We sold so many
games. I wanted the money to buy new stuff. Like, that's what you want as a kid. And like, but in retrospect, like, I didn't sell many games growing up. I didn't give away many games. I don't think any, really. Very few. And that's the few things I did. And I regret doing it. And I'll never do it again.
I mean, all I have, like, no Game Boy Advance games anymore because I sold them all.
Yep,
I know you got rid of all those. I have none left. I
remember you got rid of all those. You got rid of some DS games. I remember you had, like, Zoo Tycoon. You got rid of that. Sims Herbs. I don't think you have those anymore, right?
No.
Yeah, those are gone. I played that
game so much. Sims Herbs,
Zoo Tycoon. I think you had an Age of the Empires game for DS. Remember that?
Dude, that's so funny you said that because I had a dream last night about that game, and I was like, was this game actually real? I remember playing hours in turn-based. It wasn't real, like real-time strategy, and... I woke up this morning and I was like, that game's not real. There's no way I had that.
You're going to be really bummed. You're going to be really bummed when I tell you this. Because you were mentioning you got rid of all your GBA games. I'm pretty positive you owned, what is it called? Advance Wars 2, correct? I'm pretty sure you had it. Because we both bought the first game together and did link cables. We bought them at GameStop used together, the GBA first one. I still have my copy. Yeah. We did link cable battles forever, so many hours of the game. Then you bought the second one eventually also.
Yeah.
But you remember you had Fire Emblem, the first game?
Yes.
Do you know how much that game is worth right now?
Yeah, I didn't want to know.
Over $100.
Oh, my God.
I walked into that retro game store over by me, $100 they want for it. $90 or $100. And I just looked it up. It's worth $100. It goes on eBay for $100. Loose. Cartridge only.
I sold that because I didn't play enough because it was so hard. And at my age, I was like,
you were good at it. You actually played pretty good at it because it played like Advance Wars. But I wish you never got rid of it because I wish I could play through that game. I don't want to spend $100 on it. But I will one day. I'll get it back.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
so nice.
That is so crazy. I forgot about that. And there's another game that I played so much, which... It was like a Transformers game. It wasn't Transformers. It was
Robotech.
Not an anime.
Robotech.
What was it?
Do you remember that game?
Maybe. Remember, you could customize your arms and your character, and you'd fight them almost like Street Fighter. But you'd have missions where you'd fight people. You'd have different arms for cannons and swords.
I remember you playing that a lot. What the heck was that called?
I don't remember. I just remember it was some meta game, or does that sound familiar?
It was a mech game, like a mech.
Yeah, like it was like a mech.
But it wasn't like, it wasn't like Zoids or anything, right? It was like
Zoids.
Oh, I remember you. It wasn't Mega Man or anything like that either, right? It was a Mega Man.
I remember you used to watch me play that. No, I
used to play that a lot. Yeah,
much. Yeah,
but you used to play Advance Wars, Fire Emblem, that game. I can't remember what else. We used to play Sims Busting Out together. Remember doing that?
Yeah. Oh my god.
I still have my copy of Sims Busting Out. Obviously, that was fun.
Out and Herb, like I was saying, Herbs.
Yep.
I was watching a video on YouTube of somebody reviewing it again, and I was like, I remember everything about this game. It was it was so good.
I'm having this big nostalgia kick lately with all these games. I don't know.
I'd rebuy all those and play all those because of how good
they were. The Fire Emblem, man. I'm like, I need to play this again. And they had both. They have like the original one, and then the second one that came out was called like, I can't remember the name of it. Sacred Sword or something like that. Or
yeah.
I can't remember. But that one was like $100.
Yeah. So. And the game was really difficult. And I remember Age of the Empires was hard, too. I remember I got so far, and I was like, I can't even.
That was the DS one, right? The DS Age of the Empires, yep. Yeah. I remember you playing that. That was crazy.
I'm actually curious what that game is actually called on DS.
Look it up on price charting. I want to see what's worth. Just type in Age of the Empires and then like DS or whatever.
Wow, it actually is just called Age of Empires, right? The Age of Kings Nintendo DS version.
Yep. Age of Kings is the one, yeah.
Wow. It's only $17 used on eBay. It's not bad.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
And that's with the case, too.
Buy up that. With the case, yeah.
Okay, well then if you ever want to get it again, you know you can get it for under $20.
I definitely am going to. What was the Zoids?
I don't know, that's how it was called, but I know what you're talking about. BattleBots? Was it called Battle? No, it wasn't BattleBots.
What? Yeah. Wait a minute.
It wasn't Robotech, right? Robotech was the GameCube game. Robotech Battlecry, remember that game?
That's not that.
That's like the one you also chose, like you want to fly or hover, or like you could be a plane, you could walk.
Wait, we had that game or did we rent that?
Robotech Battlecry we never owned. We rented so much though.
Oh, that's right. I remember this. This was also absolutely impossible. We could never get past
it. It was very
this
hard. We used to just play split screen, but we didn't do anything really in the game, in the campaign.
We couldn't.
Type in Fire Emblem in price charting. The original GBA one.
It's not BattleBots either. No, I don't remember
what the heck it was. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to search it. Like,
let me look up Mech DS games and see.
Yeah. Or, well, it was a GBA?
Yes.
Do like Mech GBA games.
No, maybe it was DS.
Oh, it might have been DS. No, it was a GBA game.
It was? Okay.
I think so.
Let me see.
Wait, was it DS?
Now I'm
second guessing myself.
Nope, I can't find it. There's no way. What was that game called? Wait, what was the
image search?
How do I check the values?
Are you on price charting right now?
Yeah.
Just type in Fire Emblem and look for the GBA game. GBA, like not the PAL version, like the American version.
What's the name of the website?
Oh, Price Charting. It's called.
Oh, Price Chart.
Yeah, Price Charting.
Dude, I type in price and it just has a list of RuneScape history tabs of all the stuff up for prices.
Yeah, price charting.
Okay.
So, also, by the way, we haven't played our membership yet on that.
We've also been
busy, but yeah, it takes a lot of time to play that game. It's a big grind.
But it's Fire Emblem. I guess typing. Okay, no.
Yeah, type in Fire Emblem. Look for the GBA. Obviously, there's gonna be tons of Fire Emblem games out there.
It's way too many. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, there's a bunch on Switch now. There's a bunch on DS. 3DS.
Wait a minute. Is it just called Fire Emblem?
Yep. Fire Emblem.
Oh my gosh, I remember this. Dude, brand new. $427.
That's sealed.
Rated 1200.
That's sealed. Look what? At what's the loose copy worth right now?
65. It's more 65 than it was brand new.
Average. That's why I'm saying I went to this retro game store. I was like $100. I was like, I think it was actually 90, but I've seen people selling it for $100 on eBay.
It's $101 just for the box.
Yep.
This is insane.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. You shouldn't have gotten rid of it. But we wouldn't have known.
We went into games, and we were like dying to get DSs, so we're like...
Yeah, I'm sure at the time, too, you had like... I think you put it toward games and stuff. I think you were at a DS at that point, but you know, you got rid of your SP in a bundle with it or whatever, and you put it toward DS games. And
yeah.
I'm sure you still got $20, $30 for the game alone or whatever, but maybe a little less.
Nightfire is still complete $19.57 new. Damn, I mean, it's not bad. Let me see. What else did I want to look up here? gotta find that mech game. I don't know what it was called, but I think I will probably rebuy most of the GBA games that I liked. Oh, what I really want to do is, I don't know if I told you this, but I want to, you know, people, they go on, they have auctions for storage units and stuff like that. I so badly just want to, because you can just bid, and if it doesn't sell, then it, they just re-put it up, right? Mm-hmm. So some nobody is interested in, you buy it for $10, $20, $100, whatever, and, you know, not only sell some of the crap in there, but you can find, I watched a video of this guy finding old games, and I was like, could you imagine you buy like a $50 like storage unit that's been abandoned, and we just pick out old GBA games, and we're just like losing it. We're like,
oh, you have to get lucky, obviously, with the actual unit itself to have it in there. But yeah, it's like a lottery when you find it. Yeah,
but like, think about how that is. It's more common than you think, because old games people like wouldn't think there's value to, but only because it's come back that now there's value to things that were otherwise just old, right? So
yeah, that's true.
I want to do that, and I want to just see if I can get lucky and just get some really cool, like, old retro games. I don't know. I was really, for a while, thinking about getting that, that like, revamped SNES where you can play all the games on it. It's got an emulator on it. But I was like, I don't know if I... You're talking about
the one that Nintendo made? Like, the mini little system, that thing?
It's the one that you can... Can you still play all the games in the library? Like, there's a whole...
It comes preloaded with, like, a certain amount of games from Nintendo, yeah.
I think, maybe, yeah. But I think, because I know there's another one you could have bought, but it was, like, several hundred dollars.
There's an NES one, there's an SNES one, and they made a... Something else. There's, like, a Sega Genesis one, I think.
Oh, yeah, they made a Sega Genesis one, yeah.
They're, like, the little... you're talking about the little mini ones that have... It's just a... emulator chip on it, and it comes with a little mini controller, and you can like play. It comes preloaded with like 30-40 games.
I think it was full size. I don't think it was mini. I think it was like a real system.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I don't know that.
But another thing I was thinking of was maybe that, but I don't know enough of the games to know. I would have to just start buying stuff and playing it. And, but yeah, I don't know. I really want to go to that some retro game stores. I don't even know if there's any.
Very fun. It's very fun because you get to look around and find things that you used to have, and you're like, oh, and it's so easy to buy stuff in those places. So easy.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous.
I mean, and I'm also jealous that you have that. I know there's probably one nearby because you're telling me that
it voice is. The game store?
No. The Lego store where you could buy
that. That is 15 minutes from my house. The Lego store. Yeah, it's very close. And then the game store I just discovered is like 25 to 30. Like 30 minutes away.
Yeah,
it's awesome. I think,
just not to go off topic, but the other things that I did, I remember a while ago, was buy all the Lego sets on eBay that were old, and some people still, you can find, have Lego sets that they put up that they're like, yeah, this is a lot, it doesn't really, you know, $100, whatever, and you can find minifigs in there, like the original Boba Fett or the original General Grievous, and it's like crazy expensive just to have the character itself. So another thing I'm going to be doing for sure, once I organize all my stuff and have a space for all my boxes, like I still have, because I was packing them up, and I still have all my boxes and I'll have new sets, and then I'll have other stuff that I'll organize, like in acrylic containers or some way to organize it.
I've seen those acrylic shelves and containers are very nice. For certain sets, I will definitely do that too.
Yeah, because like, I mean,
minifigures, what I could actually, you know, you can line them up, and then it's, you don't have to dust them or anything. They're just ready to go.
Oh, exactly. And then you can pull them out and... I was even thinking some sets I could break down and like the whole set, break it down into a container. Mm-hmm. And then whenever I want to rebuild it, I could rebuild it. And I have all the same pieces exactly ready to go.
You just part it out. Yeah, exactly. And the back of the manual has all the part lists, right? So you can double check your parts are there. Obviously, if you take it apart and don't lose any, you're good. Keep the manual and then boom, you can store it in a box and you have the set fully right. And it doesn't take up all that space if you want to rebuild it in the future.
Right,
and I could sell it as is too. You could sell it all the parts ready to go with the manual.
Right, so I'll need your help once I get stuff situated in the house, and I don't know how else I want to display all my sets and or bricks, because a lot of them are
things where like either you're gonna keep it as is in your containers, or you're gonna do what you said. You're gonna break them apart, certain ones, and you're gonna keep certain ones that you want it. Like you're gonna look through your collection, and be like, okay, there's three. I get a choice of three, and three sets I'm gonna display, or two, or whatever. And be like, okay, these are the two or three I'm going to keep out. The rest I'm going to put away in a new container and condense them down or break them apart and whatever.
Right.
Or you're going to start parting ways with some of them. Start selling some and cleaning the ones you don't want away. Like, you're like, I don't really like this that much. I'm going to get rid of it and sell it on eBay.
Yeah, because there's a lot of sets. Since I bought so many battle packs a while ago, there's like sets. There's part of the sets that I never used, and they're not worth anything because people only bought them for the minis. Yep. So I'll probably break those down. And the sad thing is, some of my really old LEGO Star Wars sets are so brittle. Like you have to rebuild it because it's so loose.
Yep.
And I don't know. It's just the nature of it. And some of them are stained from sitting in the sun in my room and stuff like that. They're like UV stained.
Did you see that? Watch that video. Maybe not the whole thing, but that Atlantic Brick Co. link I sent you on YouTube about their like a tour of their store.
I can't remember.
Okay, well that's the link I sent you for. You were looking for like bulk LEGO pieces.
Oh,
I looked at the website. They ship from Atlanta. They have a store down in the city. Yeah. So the guy mentioned, this is probably a good thing that we should both do, but he said any LEGO minifigures that you own, especially old ones, like pretty much this is targeted toward old ones. He said, don't put the legs and the head on all the way when you store them. Like if you're going to display them or store them, because over time they will crack. The legs at the where the stem meets the body, they cracks the body. The body will crack from the pressure of the plastic over time. And also the head going on the stem will crack the head a little bit. And you don't want to crack your Legos. Like you don't want broken Legos.
So
but he said the store your minifigures, you're supposed to actually keep them not all the way down. Like keep them a little bit separated.
Oh, okay.
Like halfway on.
Interesting.
So when you go to their store in Atlanta, that's how he sells them. On the wall, he has all the guys out, but he doesn't have their legs and their heads all the way. So that he's like, they're in good shape now. I'm selling it to them as is. Like,
yeah.
This is how you should store them if you're not going to, you know, have them played and used all the time. Store them like this. They won't crack. They won't break. He's like, I come across so many broken minifigures. It's so sad. And they're, you know, there are only so many made now. These rare minifigures that are broken. They have cracks in them.
You can't
sell
them
cracked. He's not going to sell them cracked. So.
Right. Well, then I'm definitely going to do that because all my stuff are still together.
Same with me. And I looked through my old Legos and none of them don't, like, they don't look cracked when I look, but I also didn't check every single minifigure. And, you know, it makes sense. They do break in time, you know, all that, depending on how tight they fit on that stem or, you know, whatever, the body.
Jeez.
Yeah. Just like a pro tip, he said, I'm like, okay, I never noticed it, but I'll try that.
Yeah. No, I'll do that. I mean, once I reorganize all my stuff, I will show you everything again. And, I mean, I want to have a way that I could still keep building stuff and have it, like, you know, ready to be displayed or swapped out. But it's hard because how do you add, like, how do you put Legos in your house that are not fitting with, like, your decor and stuff like that? You kind of have to have, like, a little built, like, station or setup to have, like, so a little battle going on or something.
Obviously, you could do, like... You mostly have Star Wars stuff. So either you're going to put it in your room, like you said, like your Lego room or table. You'll have them, you have to hang them on a shelf above the table. Display your sets there. Or, like me, I have some sets that can blend in the household scene, like the Lego flowers. Or, like, maybe, like, I don't know, like a Lego ship or something. You can kind of just tuck it on a shelf, you know, with other things.
Yeah.
Or you just have a dedicated Lego shelf that has to have sets on it. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, just get a small shelf and just throw all your Legos on one shelf that you want to display. Boom. Done.
What I really want to do is you've seen those stacked clear cases and they're like small and thin and you can put one set on each tier.
Yeah.
And it looks like a display case, but it like fits in with the house. I think I might do that.
Yeah.
If I have like, I obviously want to get an AT-AT and I want to get a original Slave 1 that I don't know if it's the UCS, but maybe one of the original ones. Maybe the old UCS, but it's so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can fit it in there, and it kind of has, like, its own kind of aesthetic. But maybe I'll do that. But it's hard to keep everything in shape and then not break apart and also keep it clean, which is probably why people
All those sets, because you haven't had the space or the time to take them out and put them somewhere, they're going to need some TLC. They've been moved around, shaken. All those sets you got to take out one at a time and take your time and give it the TLC it needs and fix it and it's gonna all the parts are gonna be off of it and it needs to get dusted and then you can decide, you know, do I want to keep this? Do I like this set enough?
Yeah.
Boom. Am I gonna display it? Am I gonna part it out? Whatever. You know, you can make a choice and figure out, because you have so many sets, you probably can't display every single one.
Yeah, exactly.
At least not in your setup that you're gonna have at your house or whatever. You know, it's probably too much space. They take up so much space, so you gotta be selective with your favorites or whatever.
I mean, eventually one day I'll have just this whole entire room to have just stuff built in, like those guys on YouTube we watch.
Yep. Or just have a dedicated office for Legos or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's all like sets by category, and the bricks are setups, you know, specifically.
Oh, I never sent you that video, that brick foundation guy on YouTube. He has the quintessential, most beautiful little Lego room. I want to show you it. It's really cool setup. It reminds me of a setup you would do because it's very clean, but it's not like overbearing. Like I'm not the kind of person I want to buy every Legos that exists and put in a room and fill up a whole basement of Legos. Like I want to like what I like, buy the sets I like, and then decide what I want to display, you know? Yeah, like kind of what you're going to do. And this guy, he's really into Lego space. So he kind of has most of his sets are Lego space, but then sprinkled throughout is like Lego Star Wars, like a Lego Harry Potter set. And then he has like a shelf with his Lego stored in it of his like box sets that he hasn't built. And on top, he has like sets stored, like his big boxes, like ready to go as a backlog, you know, for like a rainy day to crack open and dig into.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's very nice. It's a tiny room. It's just a tiny office in his house. It's very nice though.
Yeah.
Little build table inside. Yeah.
That's probably what I'm going to do, or have something similar, because I really want to, I think I only am going to buy Star Wars Legos, but I also want to buy the older medieval Legos because I love those so much.
Too. I love the old castle stuff.
They're so cool. The castle stuff.
Did we talk about that the 90th anniversary set they're doing this year for one of the 90th anniversary sets?
I don't think so. No.
For the 90 years of Lego this year, they're doing two classic sets, like re-envisioned. One is the space theme. They're doing a spaceship for $100. But it's like a galaxy cruiser. It's not like the original like rocket. It's like one of the galaxy ships with the original spaceman in it. The other set they're doing is a remake of the medieval castle.
Wow.
The Lions, like Knights Castle. It's $400.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're redoing it. It's coming out like August 1st.
Really?
Yeah, it's like brand new.
What is it called?
It's called Lion Knights Castle, I think. If you type it in, like, either look at the new tab on Lego or just look at, like, coming soon if you do, like, a filter.
Yeah, let me
It's very, very nice, and I'd be totally down splitting it if you want to.
Holy crap, this is huge.
It is very... 22 minifigures, Ian, it comes with. And if you notice, the original classic style because all the minifigures are in yellow skin.
The colors are original, too.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, yes. I will definitely split that with you. That's for sure.
You know why I want it? He's going to go on my medieval blacksmith set. Oh, it's going to look so nice.
You're talking my language. I mean, the back, I'm looking at the back, and it's all the rooms
separated.
And
you see how you can lay it out straight, or you can wrap it around the whole castle normal. It has the moat in the front, like the bridge with the water.
Yeah.
Yep. It's really nice.
Wow.
I really, really want it.
That's a way to make a nice mock, is just use this as a starting point. There's... Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah. I'm looking at some of the older Lego stuff that they've done with that medieval theme, which I'm so glad they're coming back to this because I want this so bad. Yep. This is so nice.
And I don't know if it's like a short-lived thing, but like people are freaking out about it. It's beautiful.
I had no idea. I thought they were doing something small maybe for the revamp, but so that's the other theme that I want to do. I want to do a whole medieval theme. And buy old medieval sets, like stuff that you have similar to the house, like
the blacksmith. What's it very called? Nice.
The blacksmith.
Yeah. It's only $150 too to get that one.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's not for how big of a set it is.
I feel like this is worth $400.
It's got a lot of pieces, but it is expensive.
Oh, and I see the spaceship cruiser.
That one's not as cool to me.
Yeah.
I looked at it, I was like, is this worth $100? I'm like, not really. Lion Knight's Castle, I would spend the money on it.
Lion Knight's Castle, The other one's the Galaxy Explorer. To me, also really cool, but I think the castle's better.
Agreed. Totally agree.
You shouldn't have shown me this, because now I want this.
I want it so bad, Ian. I keep looking at it. I keep looking at people reviewing it now on YouTube. People are getting early Ambassador set stuff, and like, ugh.
Oh, right.
It's so nice.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a cool flashback for the 90 years of Lego. It's cool.
So I'll be doing that, and I don't know where we're gonna put it, but definitely need to start buying up the medieval stuff because I know that's
some nice dedicated shelves, like you were saying. Just put some nice sets on it. Make some dedicated theme shelves. That's what I want to do. Like do like a Star Wars set, like or like you know my Jurassic set on another one. Like you don't want to mix and mash. Right. I want to break up themes. You know.
Yeah.
Make it look dedicated per level.
What's cool actually is I have that. The old pirate ship. Do you remember that huge pirate ship?
Isn't that Pirates of Barracuda Bay, or is that a different one?
Yeah,
Barracuda Bay is actually the newer one. You must have one of the old pirates, like the original
one of the original ones, and it's, I have all the pieces for it, it's like broken down, but I want to use that in my medieval kind of section and have built-in water on some base plates.
Yep.
So you can see everything. Ugh, I can't wait. It's gonna be so cool. I'm sure that sets
worth a pretty penny too. A lot of the sets you have are worth a good amount of money now. Yeah, it's crazy.
I wish they did like a Lego like pricing chart kind of website. I don't know if that exists.
It does.
Oh. Oh, okay.
You ever hear like Bricklink?
Yeah, and you can look it up there.
Yep. People, it's like a marketplace, and you can see the value. It's the same thing. It'll show you like an aggregate value, like an average of like all the sets selling on there, or like eBay. I think, I don't know where it pulls from, but it will show you. I think it's just on there. People sell them. Show you like the value of the set. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So you can make an account on there. And what's cool is you can do the same thing. Like it's like Discogs and like price charting that I use. Like you can put in everything that you own, and like you can like say like you can click part of my collection. I want this set like on my wish list, or you could be like, you know, just search it, look it for on the marketplace to buy yourself, and it tells you where it ships from and how much it's going to cost you. It's really cool. It tells you the value of your collection and all that stuff. Yeah.
Well, send me that video of the guy's collection in that room.
I'm going to send it to you right after this. Yeah, because I want you to watch it really bad.
I'll watch it. Freaking dog! I think he just jumped the gate and now he's upstairs now.
The dog?
I hear his.
He can jump the gate now.
Well, it's very loosely put up. I never put it up right, but when he's down and walks
over it,
he will like walk on top of it, and like push it down. But it's probably because I haven't Hi, Blue.
He walked in.
I had the door closed.
Where is he scratching?
Probably peeing all over my carpet right now. So
he literally ran up just to pee everywhere.
Yeah, because he's crying because he needs to go out, and then I don't let him out because I'm up here. Hi.
That's him crying. He's just at your door.
Now he's here.
Is he attacking you? What is he doing?
Hello!
He's just being a nosy turd.
Can you hear me? Hello? I don't know if you can hear his sniffers. Did he hear that?
No, but he looks so big. Is he like as big as like Angel or Anya now?
He is as big as, if not bigger than Anya, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
He's so long, yeah.
Yeah, he definitely grew. He's like thick. His face is big now.
You see how big he is?
He's chonky. Hey, yeah, he's not a puppy anymore.
I'm sad he's not a puppy. He's like,
what are you
anymore.
Doing to me? Oh, you missed him when he was mini?
I missed him when he was mini, and he's only 6 months old. What the heck?
Jeez. He probably won't get too much bigger. I mean, I guess he could.
No, probably not, but.
Probably like at his peak now. Close to it.
We went in the pool yesterday. I'll just wrap up with this before I go, but. We went in the pool because we have a pool here in the community, and usually late in the day, people are like down from work. Nobody comes in. Sometimes they have like some kids in the neighborhood that jump in, but Chelsea and I were like working and running errands all day. It was so hot. We're like, let's like jump in, hang out for a little before we eat. And we brought the dog because usually we walk around the community without a leash, and he's great and he like lifts things and he like listens to us really well because there's nothing really to do. He's not like a dog that like jumps and runs away, which is really nice.
Yeah.
So we went into the pool, and we just went and just started swimming around, and he was so excited because I wanted him to learn himself.
You can bring him in the community pool?
I mean, probably not, but I did anyway.
Oh, but like, nobody down there, really?
Yeah, I mean, there's not
Nobody cared that you had your dog down there? I'm sure, like, it's in the pool rules.
I mean, maybe someone was spying on me through the blind.
Yeah, maybe. But and you, took, like, him, you took him in the pool?
So we brought the towel and everything. We were expecting him to come and like dry, you know, kind of get a little wet. And usually he doesn't like to jump in the water, but he jumped in the water after us and was swimming all around. And I had him go.
You're joking. He jumped in himself?
Yeah. Because we were enticing him. We're like, okay, come on. Like,
and he jumped in?
And I wanted him to do it on his own terms so that he wasn't scared. He could learn it. Throw him in. And because I already threw him in the lake in Maine and he was kind of like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah, he didn't like it.
But he,
what's he doing?
But he jumped in and he was so happy. And then he was running around the edge of the pool. And then he jumped in again a couple times. He was so happy, and we didn't even have ball or anything. He was just like cooling off. And he was actually really good. He was happy. So now he's gonna eat my cover for my IKEA futon that we're selling. And I just have a 65-inch TV just sitting here, and I.
Wait, that's the futon right there that you had in there. I've never seen it folded up. So you're getting rid of that on Facebook?
Yep, I have this listed. I have my tool chest listed. I have the couch, a couple rugs.
Sold already so many things. Oh, you already sold stuff.
Yeah. I have like 10 things listed right now on Marketplace.
What did you get rid of already? Just small stuff?
More rugs, shoes, small things like some cabinet stuff.
Any nibbles on the furniture yet or no?
You say
any like nibbles, like people messaging about the furniture yet or not really?
Yeah, some people, but I mean, we're gonna have to get to a point where we don't want to move it, and
yeah, the lower
I don't
want
to pay to move it.
Yeah,
so we move it and sell it at the other house, or
deep discount it, try to get rid of it now.
Yeah,
I would just deep discount it to get rid of it. Yeah,
because we're buying other stuff anyway, but yeah. I don't really have much to buy. I don't really have much stuff here anyway, but we bought some more bar stools, everything we bought is used. Everything from Marketplace is used.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
And it's all, like, we want to do that for a reason, so we have recycled stuff.
Yeah.
And then we could just refinish whatever we don't, because we have the space to buy tools.
You don't need to buy anything new. There's no reason to. There's so much stuff out there people are getting rid of. And it's in good shape, you know?
I want to get my frame TV used. I almost bought one before I bought this other one. And I'll probably just resell this because I'm going to go a different route. But I try to get one.
Oh, you decide you're not going to keep that curved one, huh?
Well, because
it's not worth it.
No, it's so nice. Oh. But I was originally not going to do this frame TV setup with the, like, all the hidden consoles.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Chelsea about it. She's like, I love that idea. I was like, all right, well, I guess we're doing that now because that's what I wanted to do to begin with. But the TV is more expensive, and I want to get a really nice frame for it. So you'll see it. I'm so excited for you to see it because unless I use this out somewhere else, but I don't watch TV in the bedroom, and I have a TV in there. So I don't really need more than one, honestly. I have one in the garage for us to work on stuff. But, hello, Stinky. But that's really it. I want to have one outside too, but I don't really need one that big.
No.
Anyway, I gotta go clean up his potty mess.
Oh, he definitely went.
Potty bud, Blue, come on, let's go.
Are you just assuming?
Go. He likes to steal socks. He's eating Chelsea socks right now. Good boy, you're a sock monster. Yes.
We walked into, just really briefly to close, I walked into Costco because Aaron wanted to get a membership, like renew it.
Oh, dang.
So we renewed our membership like over the weekend. And right when you walk in, you know how it is. The TVs are right there. So I was just like, oh, let me take a quick peek. The first thing when you walk in, the Samsung, the QLED, the new QLED series, like for this year or whatever, 75-inch, 4K, HDR+, 240-hertz refresh rate. Television, 75 inches. I was like, oh my god, this thing's gorgeous. $1,800.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, one day I'll buy that TV. I'm like, that TV is what I want. That's the gaming TV of your dreams right there.
That's the cream of the crop, and that's actually cheaper than I thought it would be. I thought it would be like $2,500.
I don't even need a 240 refresher. I need 120 for the PS5.
Yeah,
but it goes up to 240. Nothing runs at 240, but I can get it for run 240. I'm like, that is beautiful. 75
inches. It's literally just scrolling in the UI is what you would notice. You're like, oh my gosh, it's just smooth.
It's 25 inches or 20 inches bigger than this is 55 back here.
Yeah.
That TV's 55, and that's a 75. I was like, dang, that's probably like too big to have, but like it was legit, man. $1,800.
No, I mean, dude, so yours is 55. Mine downstairs is 55, which is really big. This is 65. Okay.
Is that a lot? Is it too big?
It's so huge, and I haven't even put on a stand. I just see it on the floor. It's like,
and
it's up to like this.
It's too big because I love the size of the 55. That's my favorite TV size, I've come to realize. Yeah. It's like the best because like obviously it gets to be too much at some point, you know, right? Like you want like the best like view to like resolution ratio, I guess.
Yeah, but it depends on how far your couch is from the TV.
Yes, that is true. That is true.
Or like, you know,
it works for me because my couch isn't far. You're right.
Yeah, and it's perfect.
Like, you want that PPI density, you know? You want that, like, the clearest picture you can, because obviously the bigger the television, the more you got to blow up that image.
Yeah, but I mean, the guy I bought this one from had, like, an 87 or something in his living room.
87?
It was like a projector. I went and looked at it. He's like, yeah, I just bought this one. He was a really nice guy. And I was like, what? It was a TV mounted flush to the wall, and it looked like a projector screen. It was so big.
87. Like, well, it's like a movie theater then.
Exactly. I mean, I'm like, okay, well, I guess that's the next goal. I mean, what I want to do is I was talking to Chelsea about this. I want to have a projector out in the yard somewhere and have the retractable green.
You can just do it on. You can just do it on your garage door. Do it that way. The pull through. You could just project the movie on that.
Because if I wanted to be loud or something, I wouldn't be out.
You could literally set that thing up and plug video games into it and play video games outside. You realize that?
That's actually. I didn't even think about that.
People do it all the time. You just like play Smash Bros. Outside. Boom. People do it. They do like tournaments on the. I've seen people do it in the backyard. It's so cool.
I guess I'll have to do that because I have a lot of back house real estate kind of.
Yeah. That you can, Aaron's aunt does that in their neighborhood. They do like tournaments and they set up a projector on this and it goes on the TV on some or projector on somebody's house side and they play, play video game tournaments on it like Switch.
Dang. Yeah. I think I'll have to do that.
Yeah.
Good idea.
I'm just saying
it's cheap. Possible. It doesn't cost much.
You're not much. And you can just choose, you can change how big you want to throw it up to. So you just have it fit exactly to your door.
Yeah.
And just sit around the door over there. Yeah. Sit outside.
It reminds me of Poppy Walsh when he's like, "Here, got the 65 inch right here."
That thing was like an 87 inch. That's what I thought. It was like an 80 inch TV, 90 inch TV. It was huge.
Oh my God.
I wonder if he still has that TV. He probably still does.
Probably. We would sit and watch baseball. Like Alex Rodriguez's pores are just on the screen.
God,
like,
that thing was huge.
See everything. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Another thing that I want to tell you really quick is Apple TV on their apps started streaming all of the MLB like channels.
Isn't it every Friday though only?
Maybe.
I think it's only every Friday. They have games on there. I saw Yankees are on there.
And I was looking through this. I was like, this is really cool.
It's like Friday Night Baseball now or something. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's only Friday nights though, or is it weekly?
Maybe they updated, but at the beginning it was only Fridays, I thought.
Maybe I gotta check because I saw that recently and they're like, we just added this and I was like, oh well, that's totally worth it. Maybe later on they'll have their own, like obviously Apple TV Plus you subscribe to, maybe they'll have that as part of it and you'll get the games and stuff like that in there. But come here. Oh boy. You see him?
No. Okay. Not from this angle.
He peed on the couch earlier and I had to clean it.
He peed on the couch.
I wanted to tell like
I thought he's potty trained. What is he doing?
He is, but like we weren't paying attention to him for a couple hours, and
he was just doing out of spite because he had to go.
Or maybe it was old. I don't remember. Yeah.
Now he's being a turd and going through all your futon stuff.
No, he doesn't. He's not bad. He just I probably haven't taken him out, and now he's. Do you want to eat dinner? Do you want to eat din-din? I don't know if you can hear him sniffling.
No.
Does he look huge to you?
He does look more mature, for sure. He definitely looks big. Like little gremlin, his face looks bigger. Like he looked like a pup. Now he's like a long snout. Like it grew.
So long.
Yeah, he looks big. His face is big.
Oh. I love
him. Every time he did this, he's so confused. Like, what are you doing to me? Doesn't he look like a Labrador in the face?
Yeah, because he's such a light color.
He looks like a lab face, but he's a dachshund body. He's like, I'm an old man. Look how depressed he looks.
Wrinkly.
He's so sad.
His face. He's so wrinkly in the face.
Can I show you?
Can you see it like this? Okay. Now it's the father and son show.
He's like, why do you do this to me?
He's not freaking out, though. He's just pretty calm.
He's so like, what is he doing? He's just like, just sniffing all your gear.
He just hates getting put
down. He's like, I don't want to do this.
Like, I just want my kibbles. That's all I want.
Yeah, he's like, give me dinner.
Cut up all of my. Oh well, I didn't. I'll tie this in all the time, but maybe in the podcast next week. But all my Apple shirts that I had, I sent them in to get a humongous quilt made, like a 12
as your
by
legacy
12.
From Apple working all those years, like 5 years or whatever it was.
Dude, I had 37 shirts, and cut them all because you need to cut the front and the back. You need to have a single side.
And you sent it in to get it stitched up? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
And they do a fill of a fleece. Is that what they do? Like, they make a fleece blanket out of it?
You can have it both-sided, but I have fleece on the one and then the quilted squares, which is going to be every single colored shirt I have with the
so
Apple
So you have enough shirts to make the blanket? You needed 37 to make it?
Yeah. I needed 36 to make a 12x12.
So you had, like, an extra one.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
it's just like the colored shirt with the logo on it, right? Is that what it is in each one? Okay.
Yeah.
Never going to wear those shirts again, huh?
Well, exactly. I was holding on to them forever, and I was like, what am I? I want to make a quilt, but it's just so much work, and I finally cut them up. And
what site does that?
There's a site that actually does it for really cheap, and I got 50% off. So I'll show you. There's a quilt, like, because I want to use it for my band shirts, because I have all my band shirts, and I'm gonna make a band quilt. But now they know how to do it. It was like $160 for a 12x12. You don't need that much, you know, depending on how big of a size you want. You can get a queen blanket, which is enormous.
Right.
But you need like 40 some sides. But I'm gonna do it with my band shirts. But it takes like 4 or 5 weeks to come in. I finally sent the box in and paid. But nice. For as much as it was, I only paid $80. So I got it for half off, and then I paid like $20 or $30 for shipping because it's a heavy box. But I'll show it to you. But why I brought that up was some of my long sleeves, I cut the sleeves shorter to make them short sleeves because you only need so much fabric. Right? Mm-hmm. You always send them more. And I cut all the sleeves up, and I tied it up, and I made it into a toy for him. And now he loves it so much. He just eats it around.
Sort of a T-shirt toy?
Exactly.
You send me a picture of this thing. I want to see it.
I made like 5 of them, and they're all like long sleeve sleeves that I
just
tied together.
You just came up with the idea to make it?
Yeah, now he loves it so much.
What a turd.
Because he's eaten all of his other toys that he's had since a child, so.
Wow.
All right, well, we'll wrap it up, and we have some stuff we could talk about.
I can't
about
wait
next
to
week.
Get my SP kit as a quick closer, because this is Aaron's old SP. And you probably can't tell, but I guess Nintendo has hinge problems.
Whoa, that's not good.
Nope. It's like your
DS,
bro.
Did that happen
recently? No. She had this happen when she was a kid.
Dang, they got some hinge problems, right, dude?
I can't wait to. I mean, I know this design is really cool, but obviously with the slate, it's gonna be aluminum with you know hingeless, no hinge. So
I'm definitely gonna do the hinge.
Got my Ruby fixed. Got my fresh battery in there.
Wow.
Soldered it right in, ready to rock. Boom.
I did want to talk to you about that. So let's save it for next week. You can tell me what you did for the process. You can kind of show me on camera.
Okay.
And we can go over your parts list if we don't already have them in by then.
Yeah, I think the thing is, I probably won't. I have a feeling they won't be in, but I hope they do. They haven't shipped yet because it's like a pre-order, and they're shipping now for people that pre-ordered them. Like they're shipping like this week.
And oh wow!
Because I just ordered it, I think I'm at the bottom of the list. So
you think there's that many people that ordered it?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
So the whole order came to $170.
That's not bad.
I got 10% off too. I got a coupon, so.
Oh, nice.
I had a coupon on the first code or the first order I did too, but it's just the plastic shell backing. I did a black smoke back, the black aluminum top, and I got the screen kit. So it's $150 for this build. So.
Dang.
But I'm excited. I've been playing my Wario in this one, so I got Wario going on in here.
Wow.
I got over the weekend. On World 2, Wario Land.
Yeah, you should stream some on Twitch with your top down. You're just going to show me this every day until I do something.
I am. I'm going to show it to you until you get one. It's freaking so fun. Good. It's so fun to play. I mean, look how good it looks.
Wow.
But I'm 2 hours into my Ruby file. I'm working my way to the gym number one, so I'm going to play that too tonight.
Dang, yeah, you've been grinding, I see.
I just started it. I just started it last night, so. All right, sorry to keep you. I just keep talking, so.
I know.
Go feed your puppy, and I want to send this link to this Brick Foundation, guys, who can watch the video.
Okay. I'll let you know what I think, and we'll talk more about this next week with your SP stuff. Oh, he's sleepy.
Sounds good.
He's a sleepy boy.
Enjoy your night, Blue. All
right. Goodbye.
Bye, boys. The turd.
What a dinky.
All right, I'll talk to you later, man. Good talking to you.
Talking to you. We'll catch up soon.
All right, sounds good. Have a good night.
All right, see you, dude.